y'all. Welcome to the Rogue Gallery. Another episode brought to you by Bobby, I'm an acquired taste rogue, and my colleague, Carlos. Carlos, how you doing out there, man?
What's going on, Bobby? Mr. Acquired Taste.
I am an acquired taste. Some people like me, some people don't, but they get used to me. What can I say? But first off, there was just an episode of Heroes last night, and I just want to talk about really quick, you know, who is the better psychopath, Siler or Samuel?
I think based on today's episode, that would definitely be Samuel. Samuel just is in a league of his own, and the things that he was saying to his little girlfriend and the things that he was doing for her, and he just got he's just on a completely different plane than anything Siler's really done. And but, you know, at the same time, we've seen a little bit of the romantic side of Siler, but, you know, nothing like with Samuel and his obsession with this lady. Yeah, I think Samuel has taken the cake on this one. What do you think?
I don't, if you're going to go Samuel, I'm going to talk about Siler, but I don't think that the last Cylon is any match for Samuel, is all I'm saying. For those of you BSG fans out there, I'm going to go Siler. I like Siler because he cracks me up. I think they give him a little bit of comedy in there, even though he's acting serious all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he pretty much like outed Claire and tried to call her a lesbian. And then after that, you know, she pretty much stuck him, you know, in the eye with a pencil. And 2 minutes later, he was laying in her room. And I thought that was hilarious. Once we discovered it wasn't Gretchen, it was really Siler. So he had time to take the pencil out of his eye, run to the room and act like it was Gretchen. And then after that, outed her. And then, you know, the whole scene about, you know, Claire wanting to hold hands with Gretchen, you know, I think the fans are going to be a little proud of Siler, that, you know, we might see a little bit of lesbian action between Claire and Gretchen. So my psychoness, you know, I'm going to say Mr. Siler.
You know, I would. The only thing I'd give Siler credit for is how gangster he is. I mean, think about it. He has terrorized Claire through every single episode, for the most part, of Heroes. He murdered her father. He's trying to kill her stepfather, or whatever he's considered, adoptive father. And he's going to have the balls to come in and kiss her.
So, and then say, hey, I need your help.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you think about how ballsy that really is. It's just, man, I got to give it to Siler. He's pretty gangster.
That was pretty cool. All right, how about let's talk about, you know, since we're on the topic of Heroes and they are on you know, everybody's favorite network, NBC. Are you Team Conan or are you Team Leno?
You know, I think I'm Team Conan, and that's interesting because I really didn't dig the Conan, well, whatever show he had originally before he was on the Tonight Show. Oh, it's the Conan O'Brien show, I guess it was called. Yeah. I would watch it every once in a while, but I didn't think he was that funny. I think NBC's screwing him.
Yeah.
And he played it real smart when he put out the Tonight Show isn't Tonight Show if it's not at 11:35.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He wrapped it up that playing homage to, you know, Johnny Carson and all those that came before him, including Jay Leno. I think he played that card very smartly in how he's doing it. What about you?
Yeah. You know, I was for Team Conan. I was just taking a lot of notes because, you know, whoever the spin artists are behind every statement that has been going on, they're pretty damn good, you know, but damn good in a sickening kind of way. I mean, today Jay Leno was quoted as saying, well, you know, I feel for Conan, but both of us didn't do our jobs. You know, Leno said, I didn't do my job at 10 and Conan didn't do his job at 11:30. So that's why there had to be changes. But he failed to say that, you know, he gets the better end of those changes because he goes back to his own slot. You know, Conan does get 32 mil. I'd love to see him on Fox. I hope they can cut a deal.
Yeah, because Fox doesn't really have the whole talk show thing going on right now, huh? They don't have any talk shows.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like in the old days of, you know, Arsenio Hall, you know, Letterman, you know, Leno, you know, for the young hip crowd. Or, you know, hopefully it opens up an avenue for Kimmel or who's the other guy, Mike Myers?
The British guy?
Austin Powers.
I was gonna say
no, it's not him. Who's is it? Fallon? Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah,
they look alike. Sorry,
that's funny.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you know, hopefully everything goes well. I hope NBC really does the right thing. I think it really comes down to you know, doing the right thing. There's been a lot of things going on in our personal lives and, you know, in public where I think people just fail to do what's right. You know who I'm talking about. Anyways, I want to give my prayers out, you know, to the country of Haiti. I hope everything is all well with them. Please donate if you can. There is an organization you can donate if you're for Carlos and Bobby Rowe. That is slbfoundation.com. If you don't want to go through slbfoundation.com, there's other organizations you can definitely donate to or go out and help out. The American Red Cross, there's the Yili Haiti Foundation. You know, do your part and help out. And with Haiti in mind, I want to give a special FU to Bubba the Love Sponge, who was a huge radio host, you know, on satellite radio, who publicly went on his Twitter account and said, FUCK Haiti. I don't know what the hell you're thinking. That makes you meaner than Samuel and Siler put together.
Yeah, that's pretty jacked up.
That's pretty intense. So with 105, 17 seconds and counting, we're going to go ahead and chalk it up to another Rogue Gallery. Carlos, it's always nice to have you on board, man.
Thanks for having me again on the Rogue Gallery, Bobby.
No problem. Online listeners, we'll see you next time. This has been another episode of the Rogue Gallery.